To live in Iowa is to have a front row seat when it comes to the national political scene. Recently, Representative Eric Swalwell, Democrat from California, and an Iowa native toured much of the state, talking and listening to Iowans. We started our conversation asking him about the impact China might have regarding our rural economy and business as a whole.
China's a bad actor, and what they've done with steel certainly makes us less competitive, and you need to prosecute the case against China. However, Donald Trump doing so impulsively and without our allies in this mix actually threatens the American worker. I toured a family farm today in Ankeny, and I talked to an Iowan about what his multi-generational farm will experience if these steep tariffs that China is putting in place on pork and soybeans would mean to him. And to him, it's going to hurt his livelihood. And, you know, he expects that we'd be tough on China. But, like many farmers I've talked to, wants a strategy. And so I think if the president, declared what our strategic objectives were and then how we're going to achieve them and what we're going to do to work with other allies, I think people would feel better about the way this is going. But this just, to me, feels, impulsive. And, the American worker works too hard and has built up too much for their families to see their livelihood threatened by impulse.
When we talk about not only the possible trade war with China, but we also talk about the equal branches of government, and it seems to many individuals that Congress may have abdicated their role just standing on the sideline. What's going on?
We are not helpless in Congress, to a executive who's acting with impulse and recklessly. We actually could stand up to him, and through the power of the purse and legislation we could put on his desk, we could protect American families. We're not doing that right now. And it's not just on tariffs. It's on what the president has done with immigration. It's how he's drawn us closer to war with Iran. It's the tax cuts that he continues to want to give away. And so I think most Americans right now, they just want to see a president checked. They want us to collaborate with him where we can, but where he's reckless and impulsive, they see right now there's no stoplight, stop sign, or cop on the beat, and they want that to change.
Final question, sir, and thanks for taking some time to be with us. You've been traveling all over the state of Iowa. What's going on?
Yeah. Well, if we're going to win the House of Representatives, we have to win Iowa. If we don't win in Iowa, if we don't pick up a congressional seat here, there's no pathway to the majority. So I was born here. I was born in Sac City, and my dad was a cop in Algona. So I'm familiar with Iowa, and I love coming back. And I think the best thing I can do for my constituents in the country is to help us win the House, and that starts here in Iowa.
Thank you, Representative Swalwell.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
In other business news today, it's not all China. The stock market, on the news of an FBI raid at the offices of President Trump's personal attorney, reversed earlier gains and ended the day up fractionally. Another sign that what happens in politics has a major impact on our economy. Meanwhile, in New York...